WHYY 90.9 FM. Hello and namaste. I'm Priyanka Tiwari. On August 15th, India marked its 75th Independence Day. To celebrate India and its culture, right here in Philadelphia, the Council of Indian Organizations in Greater Philadelphia has organized the Festival of India, which is taking place on August 20th, noon to 7 p.m. at Penn's Landing. And joining me right now to talk more about the festival and the council's work in our region is Chairman of CIO, Rohit Tandon. Rohitji, how are you?
Yeah, I am doing good, and hello everyone.
So Rohit, what led to the formation of the Council of Indian Organizations in Greater Philadelphia in the first place?
CIO is a non-profit, non-political organization, and this was formed in 1983 by a group of like few like-minded people who wanted to kind of bring the culture and diversity of India to the U.S. Mm-hmm. And initially some 7 organization, and now like since then we are, you know, grown up about 30 plus member organizations CIO have in its umbrella.
What are those organizations like? What kind of work do they do? And then how do you help them?
Primarily, the organizations which are part of CIO is all non-profit organizations. India is a very diversified, multicultural, multi-languages. So there are smaller groups focusing on to their, you know, community. Like we have Thana, we have TAGDV, which is focusing on Tamil and Telugu community. So CIO objective is to bring all these organizations into one umbrella and try to bring that coherence in the community activities which we are doing. And primary objective is, again, charity events, you know, cultural events, non-political events. That's what CIO is focused on.
Okay. What would you say are some of the issues that Indians are facing currently that the council can help with or know about in our community in the Greater Philadelphia area?
Yeah, so people in Greater Philadelphia, generally, like, you know, some of the people who are on the visa, they come to CIO, you know, asking for some help into the immigration understanding of the laws here. So we have a couple of, you know, lawyers who are on our panel. So we do some of the, you know, virtual sessions and trying to help clear some of the immigration questions people have.
How closely do you work with the Indian Consulate in New York?
There are various events. We did the International Yoga Day. Then there are OCI camps and passport camps we organize. So we do various cultural and, you know, some of these type of events.
It was the Council of Indian Organizations that organized the flag hoisting ceremony at City Hall.
That is right. The last year was our first, and this year we did the second, you know, flag hosting at City Hall, Philadelphia. And that was like our precursor event to start the festivities of our 75th Independence Day. The next series of event is on Saturday, and we will be celebrating the Festival of India at Penn's Landing Great Plaza.
There are certain people who come to the United States and they bring a very strong connection to their home country with them. But then there are some people who would rather choose to assimilate and adopt the quote unquote American way of living and thinking and doing things. What would you say to somebody as to why it's so important to understand and appreciate our cultural heritage?
So see, the way I think is actually, you know, both the cultures have, you know, their own merits and demerits, right? So, and Indian culture is so diversified, it has a lot of good things to talk about. But what I say is the unity in the diversity, actually, you know, we have a multi-language culture. You walk like 100 kilometers in India and then you will see a different culture over there. So that is features like we need to kind of, you know, bring here to show it the different diversified culture of India to the American people also. Plus also there are so many things to learn from American culture, which is also good. The Indian diaspora here, they need to see like and blend this both the culture and get the value out of this both.
If anybody wanted more information about the festival or about the work of the council, where can they go?
They can reach out to us on our website. It's indiacouncil.org. And I would suggest that connect us on the Facebook. It's at CIO Philly.
Chairman of the Council of Indian Organizations in Greater Philadelphia, Rohit Tandon, thank you so much for taking the time and talking to me today.
Thank you. Thank you, Priyanka.
I'm Priyanka Tiwari, and this is WHYY.